Avani Rai is a 15-year-old incoming sophomore at Normal Community High School. She's also a first-generation American from Indian descent, just like Senator Harris, whose mother was Indian. I spoke to Rai about what Harris's pick as the vice presidential nominee means to girls like her.
Just naturally, of course, you know, America, it's beautiful because it's a mosaic, right? It's a melting pot. And so eventually, step by step, our government representation is going to start looking more and more like the actual public of America. And so, especially in the last 15 to 20 years, we've seen more people of color and more women starting to take on these higher positions, which is, I think it's great because it shows that, you know, representation is also starting to look more and more like the public and the citizens of America as a whole.
What did it mean to you personally to see a woman of South Asian descent on the ticket, actually getting to that point for the first time ever?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, not just South Asian, but also specifically of Indian descent. We obviously have that common heritage. And so because of that, as a young lady also, it's good to see women being chosen to share the national leadership, right? And like I said earlier, it's not just the fact that she's a minority and that's the reason she was chosen. It's not just because of that. It's also because of her accomplishments, right? It's important to also focus on the fact that, yes, she was a minority. She was a person of color. She was a woman. But she was chosen for the vice presidential as the vice presidential pick because of what she's accomplished and her excellence in her career as well. So I think just because of how far she's come in her career and in government and politics, that alone is a reason that she stands out as a powerful role model for young women and youth all across our country.
So one thing that has been happening, though, over the last couple of days, you know, people mispronouncing Senator Harris's first name, people even today going down this false birther path where they're like, oh, she wasn't born in the United States. She can't be the vice president, even though that's false and she was. How does that make you feel to hear that stuff? Othering of a person who is not an other. She is just us.
I think that eventually it all comes down to the fact that whenever there's change being made and whenever there's progress being made, there are going to be roadblocks in the middle of it, right? If it was easy, then this would have all gotten done so long ago. So I think that all of those issues that are coming up, you know, someone has to face them, and Kamala Harris happened to be the first one. And so obviously she's the one that's going to be the forefront and have to bear all of these challenges. But for me, at the end of the day, regardless of who the eventual vice president is, who the eventual president is, what color they are, what gender they are, the most important thing for me is it's actually a Sanskrit word. It's a Sanskrit phrase called Dharma Rakshati Rakshitaha. And it means that if everyone delivers their responsibility, right, if everyone delivers the role that they've been given, then we'll all be happy because we're such an interconnected society. And especially with someone in a position as powerful as the vice president of the United States, that affects individuals on a global level. So, you know, all of these things that are coming up now, I think they're cheap shots almost that are being taken that would be cheap shots for anyone, any individual, regardless if that person was a vice president pick or not. For me, as a person of color, as a young lady, it's more important that the person that we pick, we focus on their policies and we focus on what they want to make America or what they want America to look like in the future. And so for me, that's a leader that protects our country, that develops our economy for the fairness and safety of all citizens, regardless of how they look, right? And not just focusing on minorities and majorities, but also focusing on their individual accomplishments and making sure that the opportunity for accomplishment is available for every single citizen of our United States. And so I think that with Kamala Harris being the vice president pick, not necessarily, you know, it's not just the fact that she might be the best or not the best vice president pick, but just the fact that she was given the opportunity to take upon this role, I think shows that our nation is, you know, starting to become more representative of the citizens of our country.
That's Avani Rai, a high school student from Normal and a first-generation American, reacting to the selection of Senator Kamala Harris as Democrat Joe Biden's running mate.